Well, there was some tough competition there in my heat, and the horses are running fantastic, and it was just great competition. And yeah, we ended up third overall, which I was very pleased with the team and the driving, and Vermilion puts on one heck of a good show, and the track was in fantastic conditions, and it was great overall.
Fantastic. Let's talk about, you know, an event like this. It's just a three-day event. What's the key to, you know, getting into that top three at the end of the week? Is it just being consistent and running clean heats each night?
Yes. Yeah, if you stay clean and just focus in on your driving, and, of course, the number one is what I find is to be consistent in the barrels. And my team is hard charging and very good in the barrels. So when they get me out, I'm able to most of the time get the rail and just stay there and hope for the best when we come across the finish line.
Absolutely. So overall on this summer so far, how have you felt things have gone for you and your team on tour this year?
We've had a few mishaps, but overall everything has been clicking, and it seems like the team is getting more consistent and faster at every rodeo that we've been to.
Awesome. You love to hear that for sure. Well, in Vermilion this weekend, you got a really cool award. I want you to tell me a little bit about what they decided to give you this weekend.
Well, I ended up winning the Greg Smith Memorial Reward Award, and that's a pretty prestigious belt buckle that I did win. Greg was a phenomenal chuck wagon driver, and he passed away doing the sport that he loved, and then his family got together and started giving out this award to chuck wagon and chariot drivers that they thought was most, how would I put it, deserving of this award, and it's voted in by our members. Every driver has a vote, and it turned out that it was me this year that received it, which I was very, very pleased to get through the Smith family and Vermilion Ag Society. There's only been a few of us that have received this award, and it's going to be cherished for the rest of my life.
I'm sure it is. So is it not something that they hand out every single year, only when they feel it's really deserving?
They hand it out every single year, and it's voted in by, of course, our members. And it's, I guess it boils down to, you know, not your driving ability or what you do on the track. It's what you do back in camp. From volunteering to helping out other drivers, just be there when anybody needs something. That's the great thing about our club. As far as I'm concerned, everybody in our club deserves this award. Through the family, the way everybody works together, just the big camaraderie throughout camp. It's definitely a family-orientated sport. And the, you know, through Dwayne Dubuque, our president, all the way to, let's say, myself and everybody else, we're just happy to help everybody. And yeah, I feel that everybody in camp should enjoy this award with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Vegreville event, which is happening this week. There's a lot of different things that are going on with this event, but tell me about the track and the conditions out there and if you're looking forward to this week's event.
I'm absolutely looking forward to it. This morning we were out on the track to take a look at the conditions. They're fantastic. The track couldn't get any better. All the drivers and families are starting to pull in now and get their camps set up. All the horses are happy to be here for sure. And we're just excited to run here. Vegreville puts on a great five-day show. The stands are absolutely packed every night. They've got their fair going along with every other event that they have going on this week. And this is one of our favorite events to come to.
Well, we're certainly excited about it. I wanted to give you maybe a little opportunity to talk about Jerry Winook and the event that we're going to have on Friday before the Chariots start, because I really want to encourage everybody to come out and see this. So maybe tell us a bit about what's going on Friday.
On Friday, yeah, we're going to honor our best friend, Jerry Winook. He was with the organization for many, many years. He was a top outrider. He saved many, many people and many horses throughout his career. He was an outstanding member of the APCCA. He was the type of fellow that would, you knock on his door and he would be out of his camp to come and help you. He was a great horseman and, of course, a beloved friend. And so on Friday night, just before the Chariot and Chuck Wagon start, we are going to honor him along with his horse, Dino. And we're just going to do it right out in the infield in front of everyone and just let everybody know what type of special guy Jerry was and how deeply missed he will be.
Fantastic. We're certainly looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to a great event in Vegreville this week. Greg, thank you so much for catching up with us, man, and we're looking forward to seeing you this week, okay?
Thank you, Corey. Appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you.
You bet, buddy. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.